David's farm is just 2.5 acres in size, but that does not mean he's not busy. In fact, the crop he grows will require full-time labor and provide nice earnings as well. Where is the farm, and what crop is it? It's next on the American Countryside. Midwestern farmers are used to growing a wide variety of crops, but when you visit David Faulkner's farm, he might need to simply begin by telling you where his crop comes from.
They come from date trees. They grow up in the top of the date palm.
Faulkner operates Ehrlich's Date Garden in Yuma, Arizona. He's been growing dates for about as long as he can remember. It is a crop perfectly suited for this area of the country.
Because it's hot and dry, and that's what it needs. You can't have the rain when the dates are ripening because it sours the dates, and they wouldn't be usable.
Before date palms were grown in this country, most of the crop came from Iran, Iraq, and Morocco. David has just 2.5 acres, but that is plenty to keep him busy.
They have to be dethorned, pollinated, thin. Dates have to be tied to a limb. You have to bag them. We cover them with bags to keep the birds from eating them. Then you have to harvest them 3 or 4 times. And then they have to be sorted for softness. And then they have to be sized, packaged.
For instance, in the late winter, just the hand pollination can be quite tedious.
We have to take the pollen from the male tree, cut the flower into pieces, and put a piece in each tree about once a week until all the flowers finish blooming.
You don't have to do all of those steps for dates to grow. But if you want a top-notch crop and a hefty yield, you'll need to be up in these trees about every day. If David allowed the bees to pollinate the crop, the pollination rate would be as low as 5%, depending on the type of date. That's why David does the work by hand to get 100% of the dates growing. We'll have more from these fields of date palms next time as we travel the countryside. In Yuma, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.